USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump praising the work being done on the coronavirus in the United States. The president giving credit to medical professionals and scientists assigned to the illness while taking a tour of CDC's headquarters in Atlanta.
Everyone's relying on us. The world is relying on us. They've done an incredible job in a very condensed period of time.
President Trump continues.
We don't know how many people have this, aren't going to see a doctor, aren't going to see a hospital. And the higher that number is, the better the number is from the standpoint of death count. They get better without seeing doctors, without seeing hospitals.
273,000 jobs were created in February across the country, up from 165,000 predicted. The unemployment rate remains at an all-time 50-year low at 3.5%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Florida is due to get $22 million from an $8 billion coronavirus funding bill that President Trump signed on Friday. The Senate approved it yesterday, and Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio explains where the funding is headed.
That'll go to the state's Department of Health, who then can distribute to the counties. It's for responding to this, whether it's overtime for medical personnel, equipment, obviously the test kits that are being made available.
A scary situation for an FBI agent in Kentucky. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
An FBI agent's recovering after being shot while trying to make an arrest this morning near Louisville. The FBI said one other person was also wounded. The agent was trying to execute a federal arrest warrant at the time. The agency providing no additional information, though, except to say the shooting is being investigated by its inspection division.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump at his first town hall of this campaign season in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
When they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek, but I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania, voters able to ask President Trump questions at his first town hall-style campaign event of the season.
If I said, okay, let them just keep hitting at me, and I won't do it, they're not interviewing me right now. They're interviewing somebody else. Maybe they won't even be doing that. Because if they don't get ratings, they don't interview anybody. That I've learned. But you know what? You can't turn your cheek. I mean, we get hit.
This event, sponsored by Fox News.
We get hit so hard, and we have a media that is, I say to a large extent, it's a part of the Democrat Party. It really is. It's terrible.
Regarding that 2020 presidential race, Katie Walsh is the director of digital media for the president's reelection campaign. She tells Fox News Democrats really don't have much to run on.
They can't talk about Medicare for all. They can't talk about open borders. They can't find an issue that they win on with this president. We have 6 in 10 Americans saying they're better off than they were 3 years ago. The Democrats are sitting in their campaign offices saying, what are we going to do? We don't have anything to talk about to the American public. We have to just start causing chaos.
Walsh also says that the Trump administration has been tougher on Russia than any previous administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.